Today is the memorial of St. Agatha, virgin and martyr. She's thought to have been lived in the, around the early part of the 3rd century and died around 250. She lived during the persecution of Decius, who had an edict against the Christians. And she was said to have been born in a wealthy, influential family, beautiful young girl. And she was a young senator named Quintian wanted her for his wife, and she refused because she had already consecrated herself to Jesus and her virginity to God. And she was taken by him because she refused him. She was taken and thrown into a brothel for about a month under a wicked woman and her 6 daughters. Aphrodisia was her name, at least the story says. And so she spent a month there under many indignities, but she remained firm in the faith, and she was taken out after that and subjected to many tortures by this man, Quintian, and she suffered them all cheerfully and stretched on a rack and burned and torn, had her sides torn with hooks and rolled over hot coals and broken materials and things like that, and then finally had her breasts cut off, and then she died. And after that happened, St. Peter appeared to her and cured her, the story goes. But after her further tortures, she died. So she was from Sicily, the town of Catania, and she was invoked to put an end to the threats of volcanoes in Sicily, and she's invoked as a patron against the outbreak of fires. But we have today in the gospel, this gospel in her honor, that we should deny ourselves and take up our cross, that if we lose our life, we will save it, and if we live for this world, that we will lose our life. And so we're reminded of this, of the example of the martyrs, that we should continue to deny ourselves. But when we think of denying ourselves, we should think more of the reason why, so that we are available to do God's will, and so that we are available to practice charity and to reach out to our neighbor and to do our duties, and we're not shackled by our desires and our passions and our selfishness and what we want to do in our own self-will. But we deny ourselves so that we can obey the commandments of God and do his will, do our daily duties, do the things we don't feel like doing, we don't want to do, and rather we're always, you know, running after our entertainments and desires and likes and pleasures and all these things that keep us from practicing charity and doing God's will and spending our time well and wisely. You know, that's where you look at families, we look at parents who have so many duties and so many things to take care of their wife and husband and children, and they have to do those things. And so they deny themselves in so many ways. In religious life, we deny our will by doing the duties of the community, taking care of others and spreading the faith and obeying the rule and commands of the superiors. We're denying ourselves in these many ways, and as we get older, we tend to get set in our ways and the things we want to do, but as we get older, we have to continue to deny ourselves as well and not get set and attached to our ways and our desires and what our plans are. Instead, to be free again to do what God shows us we need to be doing on a daily basis. What are our obligations and what are the needs of our neighbor? To always be free to reach out and to be able to do God's will as we see it, which is not, and very often not, our own will. So we pray to Saint Agatha today to help us to deny ourselves on a daily basis, to follow Jesus and to do his will and to to be ready to practice charity in all the many forms that we will come across each day.